What's up, everybody, and welcome to the One of Us Community Podcast. I'm going to try to do these intros a little bit more laid back now, just because it seems like it's gotten a little too informal for my taste. So, as always, this is the One of Us Community Podcast, where we spotlight amazing members of the One of Us community. I am handpicking people that I see being active and positive and helpful in our community, both in Discord and in the stream channels, every week, and giving them a platform to tell their story and tell you, the listeners, how they got into gaming, how they got into content creation, if they are, and just kind of what makes them who they are. If you're interested in being involved, either through submitting questions or getting involved in the community, the best way to do so is join the Discord at discord.gg/oneofus. There's tons of good stuff in there. We've got streaming and help and tech support type of sections. We've also got some LFG. We do giveaways kind of like on a monthly basis for games. And there's like 2,500 people in there to just kind of sit around and chat with. Great people, awesome content creators. A good place to find people both on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube to consume their content and help support and grow the community. This week, I'm being joined by a longtime community member, Epic Jag. Jag's been around since really like the early days of the One of Us community. Now he's grown his own channel pretty sizably. He's a variety streamer over on Mixer. He plays a variety of games. He's played Fortnite. He plays, you know, Realm Royale. And now he's playing a lot of Siege. But he sits down with me today. We talk a little bit about gaming. We get into what makes him tick as a streamer. Like what tips he has for streamers that don't want to use a camera. And then obviously we spent a bunch of time because the community outpoured with a ton of questions for Jag, so we were able to spend a good amount of time answering some really, really awesome questions from the community. So sit back and relax. It's probably about an hour or so with Epic Jag and myself on the One of Us Community Podcast. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 31 of the One of Us Community Podcast. I am joined from far, far, far away over the pond by Epic Jag. How are you tonight, bud?
Hello, I'm good.
Yeah? It's pretty late for you guys there, huh? About 1 a.m.?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I appreciate you you staying up super late to talk to me. I've been wanting to get you on the show for quite a while because you've been a member of the community for quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah. About a year, I think. Just over.
So for people who might have not run into you, might have not hung out with you, what do you do here on the internet and in the community?
Well, I'm a mix of variety streamer on the platform and hanging out in the Discord as much as possible.
Yeah. What games are you into streaming right now?
Just a bit of everything, really. Recently, I've really got into Siege.
Oh, into Siege?
Yeah.
I feel like I say this every week, but it seems like the entire community is like slowly getting sucked into Siege.
It's a great game.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. And, it seems to be very popular on Mixer and it seems to be a game that everybody gets to play together and be competitive. So it's kind of cool. Have you always been into games? Like, has gaming been a passion of yours for a while?
I'd say for most of my life, yeah.
When did you get into gaming first?
Not 100% sure, actually.
Oh, really? You don't remember what the first video game you played was?
I think it was a Mario game.
A Mario game?
On yeah. Nintendo consoles.
That seems to be where a lot of people, I think, got started. I know that's where that was probably the first game that I ever played was Mario. Well, that's cool. So you kind of grew up playing games. When did you first start getting into streaming?
Well, I used to watch a few streams on Mixer when I saw at the top on the Xbox where you'd see the broadcast.
Yeah.
And I started messing about with it sometimes. And you can see on the platform streamers and they're always having a blast.
Yeah.
I'd watched Mixer for a while and I'd randomly click the broadcast button, see what it did, because I wasn't always 100%. And when you looked into it, you could see what it was about and see what other people were doing. So that would give you kind of ideas to start streaming and look for communities.
Yeah. Do you remember who the first streamers you started watching on Mixer were?
Probably not all of them, but I can remember a few. So I had Silly Merp, who was one of the first people I would follow.
Oh, yeah.
And she brought me towards Rob.
Yeah, they used to do their Fortnite co-streams all the time.
Yeah, and that thing that I suppose did it. And when I met Rob, he showed about the community, mm-hmm. what it was about.
So then, did you when did you get around to joining the Discord then? What made you want to do that?
It was probably the way Rob would advertise it and tell us about the Discord, the community that they were building, what you guys were building. And when you join it, you discover what an amazing place it was, all the amazing people.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, even since then, I mean, it's probably almost doubled in size since even around the time that you joined. Because that had to be, close to a year ago, if not more.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, was that your first experience into Discord, or had you had experience, you know, in other Discord servers?
Well, I had been told about Discord before, but hadn't got to download it until I got to Mixer and saw a lot of people were using it.
Yeah.
Which did lead to me downloading it and joining loads of Discords of people I'd watch or people in.
It's bad how quickly your server list can grow.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've got probably 40 or 50 servers in my list right now I look at, and I remember talking to somebody and they were on stream and they pulled up their Discord and they only had like 4 or 5, and I'm like, I'm so jealous of your server list, you know.
I'm totally the same. 100%.
All right, so you joined in, you got involved with the community. I assume you kind of ran into some of the other people around. At what point did you decide, hey, I want to fire up my stream and see if I can do this?
Probably around the time where Fortnite was one of the most games that were in its prime at the time. And I was told by some around me, like, you should stream this game, or you're pretty good at this, stream it. Or, and then I'd watch people on Mixer and they'd play it. And it looked fun to do, entertain.
And now you...
So I gave it a go. And...
Yeah, and now you stream without a camera, right?
Yes, I do.
Have you always been camera-free, or did you just decide to turn it off?
Camera-free.
Yeah?
Hold stream.
Now, does that... How does that work? Like, does that help you kind of go live and help? Because I know some people are nervous about going on camera. And I think you're probably one of the first streamers that we've talked to that is, you know, 100% camera free.
There is positives and negatives for having a camera or not having a camera. And ways of interaction, or just ways that you can help build your confidence while streaming.
Because I mean, you've built quite the following without a camera, right? I mean, you're got what, 2,500 followers?
Around that number, yes.
I mean, that's pretty significant. You know, and you're kind of a mold setter in a sense, because we always, you know, a lot of people always say, oh, you gotta have a camera, you gotta have a camera, you gotta have a camera, but you're out here proving that you really can be successful without a camera. Do you have any, I guess, tips or tricks for people that are maybe not comfortable being on camera, but still want to create an entertaining and a successful stream?
The tip that I always give first would always just be to be yourself and show people what you like, because it lets you interact with the others.
It
know
is,
you more, you can get to know them.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a good tip for anybody, regardless of if you have a camera or not, right? Is just kind of not force yourself to be something you're not. How do you find are some good strategies for interacting without a camera, like going back and forth with chat without having them be able to see your face and your facial expressions?
I'd say just constant speaking. And sometimes I know it's not easy for everyone, but it is normally the easiest way to be talking and knowing that you're speaking to the chat, or sometimes speaking to yourself.
Now, do you find yourself being like more expressive, like with your voice then, to make up for not having like the facial expression or the body reaction type of stuff?
I do try to, yes.
Because I was gonna say, because like I know a lot of times, especially like if we're playing like competitive types games, like I have like body language that clearly shows like how I'm feeling and you know, expresses how I'm reacting to the game to chat without being able to see that. I mean, you kind of got to convey all of that almost with your voice, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So when you started streaming, what made you really, I guess, fall in love with streaming to the point where you've now grown a pretty sizable channel and a sizable following?
I would say it was my love for playing games at the time that got me to start loving it, and when people would pop in and interact with you.
Do you remember what the first game you streamed was?
It was Fortnite, 7 days a week.
7 days a week of Fortnite. Oh my goodness. Did you...
I thought the same thing when I look back on it.
So, but I assume you were probably into the game at that point, right?
Yes, I was.
What about streaming Fortnite did you find to be the most challenging?
Because
obviously you've moved away from Fortnite a bit, right?
Yeah.
So what do you attribute that kind of shift to?
It would probably be when if you like played it too much, and like it'd get a bit repetitive at times.
Mm-hmm. Get a little burnt out on it, yeah.
Yeah. It would definitely make you want to like play something else for a little bit. Or...
yeah, I mean that goes for any game, right? Is
oh yeah.
You know, if you put too much time into it and you never look around, you know, it's gonna get stale. So, I mean, the shift to variety now, are you playing different games every day, or do you just kind of play what you feel as you feel?
Some days I may make a switch of a game. If I'm playing it one game, may make a switch to a second, or if I want to play a whole game for a whole day. Because whenever we're playing something multiplayer, we'll always do open lobbies with people who want to a part of the community and want to join.
How do the open lobbies go? They're usually pretty good.
Yeah, they're usually pretty simple.
Cause I've never really been in an open lobby type of streamer, but I know, a lot of people in the community and even on the stream team have very good success playing, just playing open lobby type of stuff. Have there ever been any challenges that come along with doing open lobbies in the games that you play?
Probably if someone's struggling to find your username.
Find your username?
And you, yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to entertain chat and teach them how to add a friend.
Does come sometimes.
Yeah. Now, you're on Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you stream through your Xbox or do you run through an external PC?
I've never tried the external PC, but I go through Xbox and live stream.
So you're streaming straight from the Mixer app, essentially, on your Xbox.
Yes.
Do you use Lightstream or anything like that?
I'm using the Lightstream with a bunch of different sites attached to it.
Oh, okay. For like alerts and things like that.
For alerts and shoutouts.
How hard was? I've never worked with Lightstream, and admittedly, I haven't looked into it too much. It seems like a great piece of technology, especially for, you know, Mixer streamers who might go straight from their Xbox. Is it pretty easy to set up? Because I know we still get a lot of questions about it in, like, streaming help.
I think it's quite easy to set up, personally. And there's a lot of different things you can do on it. And if you think of an idea in your head and do a bit of research, sometimes it can pop up, and they have got some alerts and other things that are already pre-made that you can just use.
Yeah. Because I remember talking, like, way back when we did Chaotix episode, you know, and she was still using Lightstream, that it seemed like, you know, you could get to a point where, like, you can't tell that it's a Lightstream-enabled broadcast. Like, it looks just as professional as something that, you know, would go through OBS or anything like that. How long have you been using Lightstream, and, you know, how long did it take you to kind of settle on a theme where you were happy with the way that your stream looked?
I don't think I'm 100% happy with how it looks, because I'm always making slight changes to everything.
Yeah.
But I know Lightstream are always updating their stuff and some of the apps that come with it. So they're always bringing new stuff for your stream that can make it look better.
And it's just you got to figure out a way to implement it all, right?
Yep.
So with you having grown, you know, a good sized channel, do you have plans for, you know, partnership or moving forward, or are you just kind of out to have fun and have a good time?
I'm always out to have fun, a good time with everyone, try to entertain people as much as possible. I've not really looked into partner as of far, but maybe something I do in the future. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously you have cleared the follower requirement, but I know there's a lot of people out there that just don't, you know, are in no rush to make partner, and are just there to have a good time. So what games are you playing now other than Siege?
I think I play a little bit of Black Ops 4. Every now and again, some Hitman 2, because we have recently got into that game and it's been great to play.
Oh, Hitman's great.
Realm Royale has been a big one.
Yeah. I haven't played much Realm in a while. There's a new season now, right, isn't there?
Recently, they did add a new season, and it is looking great.
Is it? How's
a lot of new lobby screens.
Lots of new lobby screens. that's a game that's had a really good story, because, you know, it came out in alpha, it did all right, and then it launched on Xbox, and they kind of rebounded from a lot of missteps that they had in the alpha series, and it seems like it's been going pretty well. Do you stream Realm, or is that more of an offline game for you?
Mostly whenever I play my games, I try to stream them.
Okay.
Sometimes if I do have some spare time, I'll play them offline, but Realm is one of the ones where we do mostly stream it.
Yeah, because you could do open lobbies and things like that.
It's just a great game to play.
So now are you the one carrying your team, you know, your viewers to victory, or are you relying on them to carry you to victory?
Mostly on them relying on them.
Yeah, so the Rob method. I'm trying
to focus on so much stuff. Yeah.
It could be hard to stream certain games, you know, because they do require a bit of your focus, but then you obviously, you know, chat is your primary and being entertaining. Are there any games that you found really difficult to stream and remain entertaining in?
Probably Fortnite again.
Really?
It is one of them quite difficult games. Sometimes it can get quite busy.
I had the hardest time with was Forza. And I always said that it was like a good commercial for like not texting and driving. Because I'd be doing like 200 miles an hour and I'd glance over at chat and next thing I know I'd flying off a cliff or into a wall or something like that. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that people are enjoying variety streaming, because I've always stressed that you should play what you want to play. But obviously, you know, sometimes on Mixer and Twitch and even in the YouTube space, it's hard to get away from the BRs because they do perform so well. You want to get into some Discord questions? Because you had a ton of Discord questions. I don't know how we're going
to get into questions.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get through all these questions. All right, so let's start with the standard questions. So what's the origin story of your username? Where does Epic Jag come from?
Wow, this was a very old name.
Really?
And I've changed my name a lot on Xbox. I think it was something that me and a few of my mates have done. And it'd be sometimes what you'd see in other lobbies. And we tried to, where everyone had like part of the same name.
Yeah.
And we all decide to have the word Jag. And we'd choose some sort of word to go in front of it. And we all chose our different words, made it sound like we wanted to. And I chose the word Epic. And I think it was after a little while, everyone started changing their names again. And I decided to keep it.
The long lost holdout.
Yeah, it's just gone from there, really.
Oh, and now, I mean, now it's a brand, right? It's like Coca-Cola. What would the adult version of an ice cream truck sell, and what song would it play?
Wow. I'm not 100% sure. A very interesting question.
I think this was like a you're meant to be question, and I liked it, so I added it to like the normal rotation. We'll circle back around to that one, and you can kind of think on that.
Yeah, it may take some thinking.
So an epic feast is being held in your honor. What's on the table?
Anything.
I just want it all.
If it's a feast, just put everything.
Yeah. What would you say is your favorite food?
That's a good question. Probably favorite food. It depends on how I'm feeling at the time. I like many different foods, and sometimes I may not be feeling one of them. Favorite foods.
Yeah. Well, what are some of your favorite foods?
Probably a lot of the like meat sort.
Oh, okay. You like barbecue and steaks and burgers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always a good choice. Yeah. I think that's why I love summer, because I can get out and fire up the grill and, you know, make burgers or steaks for dinner or something like that. Who was your role model growing up?
I've had quite a few role models growing up. Sport-wise, or my parents have been role models to me. For all different reasons, really.
What sports do you follow that you would have role models from?
Probably a lot of football, because I used to play that a lot when I was young.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
What position did you play in football?
Goalkeeper, usually.
Oh, really? My younger sister was a goalkeeper, and she played like all through high school. They won like a state championship, and then she went out and played in college. So
nice.
Yeah, it's such a cool position. I never got into the football as much. I played a little bit of like kind of like pickup league in college, and I always played goalkeeper just because I wasn't a big fan of running. But because I played lacrosse in high school, and even playing that, like I've got the utmost respect for anybody that's willing to stand in front of a net in any sport and have somebody, you know, rip shots at them, you know.
Yeah, sometimes it can get quite fun.
Oh yeah, and especially like I remember my sister, like one of her big things was like she was always challenging people in the box, you know, and you're running head on into somebody running full speed. I mean, there's some of those collisions or going at people's feet. It could be, it could get a little hairy.
Definitely.
Favorite flavor of Pop-Tart? I think when I talk to Moody, like Pop-Tarts probably aren't as big out there as they are in the States, huh?
Definitely not as big. I think I've had a few before. Chocolate one or something.
A chocolate, yeah. There's like a s'mores one. I think there's like a chocolate on chocolate one too.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, let's get into some of these questions that everybody asked when I requested the questions in Discord.
This'll get interesting.
So, I had one of the people that is a supporter of the podcast reached out to me today and asked if they could ask some questions that you didn't get the chance to prep for. So this will be a new thing we do for the people that support the podcast, for the supporters. So this one comes from Ginger Slayer. He says, do you dream of Dawn or Skidmore? That's a tough question.
That is a tough question. I don't really dream of many people.
No.
But
I feel like as I've gotten older, I dream less. Pretty equally.
Yeah. Both great people.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We have some of the most amazing people in this community.
Oh, most definitely.
It's incredible that we've been able to gather this group of individuals.
Yeah.
A second question he asked was, you get to co-stream with one team member. Which one do you pick?
That's very tough.
That'd be tough for me, and I'm on the team.
Wow, that's tough. Definitely many reasons why I'd want to co-stream with all of them.
Yeah. It's kind of cool when you look at the team list. Like, everybody's kind of got, like, their own thing that they bring to the table, you know?
Yeah. Me and Devil have done some in the past.
Have you?
We have.
I think that was like the first time I ever caught your stream. You were co-streaming with Devil because I just happened to be home or like working from home one day. Because normally y'all are on like during the day when I'm at work. But
yeah,
that's a fun one. I don't think I've co-streamed with Devil's yet. I don't think he likes me.
Wow.
All right, last one. Shag, Mary Kill, Obi, Devils, and Emperor Palpastream. Got shag one, marry one, kill one.
I don't think I could kill any of them.
That's what Whiskey said last week, too. All right, so you don't have to kill him, but you got to kick him, like, square in the balls.
Probably Palpastream because he took one of the buttons away from me.
What did he take away from you?
He had a button on his interactive board which would not work, and if he was to click it, it would give him a notification in his chat. So, and it didn't have a cooldown.
Oh. So you'd be able to spam them real good.
Yeah.
All right, which one do you
And I
marry?
never realized it was happening.
Obi or Devils?
Probably Devils.
Yeah. He seems like a very marryable individual. He's just so nice.
Oh, definitely.
Moody Gamer asks, why do you stream snipe?
Why do I stream snipe?
Yeah.
I've never tried stream snipe exactly. Sometimes we would get in the same games together. It happened in twice before.
Where you ended up in the same game as Moody?
Yeah.
What, playing Realm or?
I think it was on Realm twice.
So who, let's be honest, who won?
It never got to that stage. Because they would die to someone else and so would I.
See, that would be the story right there. That's the one that you clip and like pin to your Twitter profile.
Yeah.
It's just you killing Moody or something like that. So the other one Moody asks, and I think this is probably one of the hardest questions that ever gets asked on this podcast. This is like the second or third time it's gotten asked. Favorite game of all time?
That is definitely a really difficult one. I don't think I've ever had a favorite game just because of where I've kept changing games from which I've been playing.
Yeah.
And I'd have a favorite game at this time or that time.
So you've never had a game that's just like consumed all of your time for like an extended period of time?
Not really.
No. That's interesting. That's kind of like, so we had kind of a similar conversation with Mr. Tingles when he was on. Is he's kind of the same way. Like he's never like super invested into any one game, but he likes to dabble across like a bunch of different games.
Yeah.
That's interesting. In some ways I envy that because I'm the exact opposite, right? I pick a game and I get super invested into it and play the crap out of it until I've done everything. And while that makes it a little bit easier on my wallet, it makes it harder to try out a lot of these games that are, you know, coming out, because like I look at September and it's like, yeah, Borderlands is coming out. There's like a new Call of Duty coming out. Like there's all kinds of cool stuff coming out, but there's also a huge Destiny expansion coming out. And I know I'm going to be so invested in that. And I just don't have the time to play all these games, you know? So I admire those of you that can bounce around and experience all of them. Moody also asked, when are you going to go on camera so that we can see the sexiness that is Epic Jag?
The time or date I've still not found, but I'm hoping to do in the future.
Okay, so you leave him on the hook then. It's still possible.
Yep.
He's gonna go on camera someday. He's not even gonna announce it. You just gotta be in a stream every day, and then someday someday he's just going to fire it up and, you know, there's going to be a face there.
It'll all be random.
Deathlord 007 asked, peanut butter or jelly time? I think he said peanut butter jelly time, but I'm kind of curious. Peanut butter or jelly?
Probably jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of peanut butter.
Oh yeah,
I love peanut butter. Peanut butter on everything.
On everything.
Everything, you name it. Salad, put a peanut butter on it. Okay. My kid,
I've never
Mike,
really been a big peanut butter guy.
Really, my kid would probably put peanut butter on everything. He loves that shit. Hedrail asks, is it pronounced Epic Jag or Epic Yag?
100% Jag.
100% Jag. What makes you better than a normal Jag?
I'm not sure. I don't think a normal Jag does podcasts or join community.
That's a very good point. I have never had a normal Jag on this podcast, so I guess that would make you better.
Yeah.
Whiskey Tango asks, what's your drink of choice?
I'm not really an alcohol guy, so maybe upset for me saying that.
Well, so when you go to stream, do you usually bring a drink with you to stream?
It would usually be water, or some sort of flavoring water.
Like a flavored water, yeah.
Yeah.
I always drink boring old water, but yeah, I feel like a flavored water would go so much nicer to stream. But I like my drinks like I like my content, bland and see-through.
Wow, I don't believe that.
Yeah. Emperor Palpastream asks, how much do you miss that mix play button?
A lot. Definitely a lot.
Yeah. Do you think about it every day?
Most days, yes, I do.
you just have a picture of the button on your wall and you just stare at it longingly for hours at a time.
I do have a screenshot of that button.
It's your desktop background. Palp also says, as one of the nicer people I've had the pleasure to meet, you still troll with the best of them. Has this always been something you do, and is it confined to the internet only?
I learned it from the best.
Oh, so you've been paying attention to me, I see.
Yeah.
Is that confined to the internet, though, or are you kind of like the class clown, so to speak, outside of the internet?
Kind of, bit of both.
Bit of a jokester?
Yeah, can be. When I want to.
when the crowd is right, you know?
Yeah.
Sharky B asks, if there was an apocalypse lit... I'm a good podcaster. If there was an apocalypse and you could only take 5 things with you, what would you take?
5 things. Probably something to help me escape would be a first.
I mean, you need a weapon, right?
Yeah.
What would your weapon of choice be? Like, if you had to pick something out of your room right now to be your weapon of choice, what is it?
I don't think anything in my room's very good and useful to be a weapon.
After I said that, I looked around and, like, there's not much in here either.
Yeah.
I've got an iPad for work that has a pretty beefy, like, rugged case on it. I guess I could use that as, like, a blunt object, or, like, I have an original Xbox One that could probably knock somebody out.
I'd probably use my Xbox to knock someone out.
Anything else you would take with you?
Something to keep me entertained.
Which the Xbox would serve that purpose too, right?
Yeah. It's 2-in-1.
It's the all-in-one device. If you leave it on long enough, it could even keep you warm at night. Curly Dino says, how many alt accounts do you have?
I have 3. Oh no, 2, but the third is my main.
2, okay, so you got your main account and then 2 alt accounts?
2 bots.
Oh, 2 bots. What do you name your bots?
One of them is just Epic Jag's bot, just the plain usual stuff. The other one has a name of Read the Chat, which does certainly come in handy with streaming.
Yeah, I could imagine. Curly also asks, what's your favorite animal?
Favorite animal? It's in the name.
There you go. Now, do you like regular Jags too, or are you only a fan of Epic Jags?
Could be part ways sometime.
Yeah.
Bit of both.
Why does your bot hate the word nipples?
I'm not sure. My bot is uncontrollable, and I never know what it's going to do at what time.
Now, does your bot really hate the word nipples?
Probably because it has once timed out Curly for saying the word nipples.
Really?
It has.
Wow. So toxic. What do you aspire to be when you're grown up?
I'm not sure. Never really look much into the future. It's mostly as it comes.
Yeah.
At the time.
What do you do now outside of stream? Like for work,
not a lot really.
Oh, do you work, do you go to school, anything like that?
Kind of like work-ish.
Work-ish. Keely Jinx asks, would you consider an OOU butt tattoo?
Keely did tell me about this question.
I guess the better question is, how many OOU butt tattoos would you get?
I would probably not get one there, but maybe in a different spot because it would never be seen. And not even by myself.
That is true. You really would never see it, would you?
I don't think I can turn my head that far back.
Like, even with a mirror, that's tough to see. You'd need, like, two mirrors set up at, like, an angle. All right, we'll figure out the physics behind seeing your OOU butt tattoo. You just go get the tattoo, and then we'll figure out how to show it to you.
Yeah.
You're Meant to Be asks, what's your favorite sound?
My favorite sound?
Yeah. Is there anything that's just, like, really pleasant to hear?
That could also be one depending how I'm feeling. Sometimes I may hear a sound and it made me laugh, or I may hear the same sound at one point. It just
triggers you.
Yeah.
Priest asks, what's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Favorite ice cream?
Yeah.
Probably some sort of cookie dough flavor.
Cookie dough is great, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
It's funny how our parents always told us not to eat raw cookie dough, but then you can get ice cream with raw cookie dough in it.
Yeah.
You're Meant to Be also asked, how many times have you tried to break into Don's dungeon?
Never successfully.
Well, I don't think anybody's ever gotten in successfully and lived to talk about it.
I've also been told that I've found a different dungeon sometimes.
You found a different dungeon?
I've been told.
The alternate dungeon?
Yep.
Oh, man.
I'd like to say twice if it was the right dungeon. It's never worked.
Priest also asks, why do you like the word moist?
I've just seen the word moist as to be as a word that a lot of others have not enjoyed hearing. And kind of took advantage of that.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you, right? That goes back to that question of you just being a really good troll. R2D's Nuts asks, if you were a type of food, what food would you be?
Probably something that a lot of people wouldn't like to, because I'd be able to live longer as a food.
Because you wouldn't want to get eaten.
Nope.
Be like anchovies or sardines or something like that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
R2D's Nuts asks, what's your favorite song?
Favorite song? Normally when I listen to music, I'd probably put on a playlist I would find, or something of NCS.
Something of what?
No copyright sound.
Oh, okay.
And I'll just listen to a variety of different songs.
Is there any type of like genre that you prefer to listen to? Or is it, are you just kind of listening to anything?
I'm fine with anything.
Lucid Sugar asks, what's your all-time favorite movie?
All-time favorite. I've never really been had much time for movies anymore, but a film we've watched a lot of times is actually A Night at the Museum.
A Night at the Museum. That's a good movie.
And we've watched all of them a multiple number of times.
They're all great too. That's the best part.
Yeah, I love that film.
If you could travel anywhere, where would you go?
Probably back to the States.
Really? Have you been to the States before?
Once.
Where did you go?
To New York.
Oh, New York City?
Yep.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was great. And yeah. I definitely want to go back to the States again. Maybe somewhere else.
Did you just go for a vacation or...
Yeah.
Just kind of spend some time in the city. New York City is, I've heard, is pretty wild to see. I've actually never been there, and I live in New York, and I've never been to New York City. But it is quite the city, from what I've heard. My wife used to go there with her sister, like, once or twice a year.
But, well, I've been living in this small country and going there, it's felt crazy.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, where do you live? Obviously, don't give the street address or anything, but like in general, where are you located?
I'm in the south.
What was that?
The southern part.
Oh, okay. You live in a smaller city then?
Yeah.
Not like New York City.
Oh, definitely not. Place is huge.
Mr. Tangles asked, we all know you love your emotes. What's your favorite one? What's your favorite mixer emote?
Favorite mixer emote? Probably the moist one, just because I know a lot of people hate it. And it's a good one to put with other emotes.
He also asked what your favorite combination was.
Combination? Whenever I put a combination of emotes in it, I'll look, scroll through what ones I have, and just put some together, see if they sound great. Or
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of got to build it.
I can never memorize one.
Yeah. Tingle says, why do you pronounce Jaguar wrong?
I've never... This is how I've been taught to say it, and I read it how it was spelled. I didn't change letters around, or
how did you pronounce it?
Jaguar.
See, that's how I feel like that's how I've heard a lot of people, it from Europe pronounce it. They pronounce the U, and then in the States it's like Jaguar.
So no one's ever told me why.
I don't think you're crazy. He also asks, he asked when you're going to apply for partnership. We kind of talked about that. But if you did become partner, right, knowing that you love your emotes so much, what emotes would you have for your channel?
Probably an emote that I would use a lot for the combinations. And probably stuff that goes towards, or some stuff that I do in the channel or say sometimes that I don't realize.
Do you have any like catchphrases that your community's latched onto that you say a lot?
Not really, but they found a lot of filthy quotes.
A lot of filthy quotes. I have a. It's funny. There's the clip feature on, or not clip feature, but the quote feature on like Squirtbot and stuff. Always managed to catch. Like I always had somebody there that was able to catch. like when I would say something completely out of context.
Yep. I always feel the same way.
What's the best advice you would have for would-be streamers? So like people like myself that people like myself that are, you know, just kind of getting into streaming. What would be good advice for them?
I think a few weeks ago I did have quite a large chat about this. It's mostly about the show people who you are, like being yourself, part, like enjoying the time of someone if they come in.
Yeah, I think that's a very like that's great advice. Even, you know, and I look at like some of even like the bigger streamers that I watch, you know, whether it be on YouTube or Mixer or Twitch or Facebook, and like that's good advice for everybody, right? Because I think you see a lot of times when people get to that level where they're starting to monetize their content, they start to lose themselves and they focus too much on the money. And they forget about what made them a good streamer in the first place, which was just being yourself, having fun in chat, valuing your viewers. So I think that that's like that's a piece of advice that could go for like anybody, you know?
Definitely.
If you were granted one wish, what would it be?
Does it include more wishes?
No, you cannot wish for more wishes.
There's so much stuff that you could decide and so many things that you would want to do in the future. This one wish could hold. Probably just like helping stop poverty, I'd say.
That's a very noble wish. Tingles also asked, what makes the One of Us community the greatest group of individuals on the internet?
I think we should all know the answer to this question.
I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking.
I do definitely think it is the people that are inside it and how we all treat each other.
Yeah.
In such great ways.
I will say, it's just like any other time I've said this. I've never been in a community on the internet this big. With this little drama. Like, our mods have, like, the absolute easiest jobs. Because you guys are just present, right? And, like, we don't have to deal with a lot of BS. And that's pretty unheard of, like, on the internet, you know?
I'm one of them mods and can't agree.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I said this, I think, in Kim's episode, but, like, the fact that you all are so active in chat and so present in chat, I think that kind of helps to be part of the deterrent, right? Because people aren't going to come in and be idiots when they see that there's mods in chat chatting that would, you know, going to clean that up in no time flat.
Yeah.
So, while I agree that, like, the people that we have joined the community are, you know, a good group of people, I think what you guys do with Skid as part of the security staff cannot be ignored in the fact that we have such a great community.
Certainly.
Rob asks, what's your favorite channel in the One of Us Discord?
Probably the achievements.
Yeah,
because you get to see what everyone's like doing with streaming, or some people even put real life stuff in there that they're achieving and they've set goals for and achieved.
Yeah,
it's always great to see.
I remember when that channel used to be just for like when people got featured, like back when everybody was getting featured on the front page. Like someone would get featured and they would go up in the achievements channel and everybody would get super hyped about it. But yeah, you're right. Like it's shifted to like seeing people's like personal goals and things like that. And it's fun because I see people come in and, you know, they post an achievement for like 100 followers or like 200 followers and they're so excited. And it helps me remember why we all started like this whole thing, right? Is that excitement that we all had, you know, when we got our first 50 followers or our first 100 followers. And it's so cool to see the community grow, like, through that channel, because the same person that's posting right now their 100 follower achievement is, like, in a month or two is going to be posting their 500 follower achievement or something like that. And it is, it's been a super fun channel to watch.
And then, I always love watching that channel.
Yeah, and then after, you know, after someone posts an achievement, you look at it, and everybody else is like, great job, way to go, you know, keep it up.
Yep.
And it's just like, that's, man, we have the greatest fucking community, you know that? Ginger Slayer asks, do you support cannibalism? Kind of weird.
Ginger knows I love that question.
Does he? Is there a story behind this?
There is a story behind it.
Oh my god. Do I want to know?
Maybe. Possibly.
Alright. What's the story behind why Ginger's asking you if you like cannibalism?
I was moderating in Devil's Wrath's chat, and I think he was playing Minecraft at the time. And he had a few people coming in. And I saw one person who did stand out, and they were spamming something about eating one of their relatives. And
what?
I said something in the chat that said, we do not promote cannibalism here. And it got quoted today, and it's always going to be there.
Interesting. Wow.
It was very interesting to write that and to witness someone saying that stuff.
AK,
something I've never seen before.
Right? It's amazing how you say that so often when you're here on the internet as a content creator or just somebody that's involved in a community. You're like, wow, it's never thought I'd have to say that before.
I think that was some of the stuff I do say.
AKA Gear Dad says, if you're being chased by a giant cloud of bees and the only way to escape them is to go into a house, but that house will then be turned into their new hive, whose house are you blessing with these new bee overlords?
The first thing that probably comes to my mind is to just check every door and see if something that's unlocked.
This is the first house.
Take a step in, take a step out.
Yeah, first house you can find. Just hop it on in.
Hop through a window.
There you go.
Be fun.
Just PUBG dive through a window. Lucid asks, if you could own any pet, what would you choose?
Well, I already have a dog currently. I think a pet I have been wanting for a long time is probably a husky.
Oh god, they're such beautiful dogs, aren't they?
They are indeed.
What kind of dog do you have now?
A Jack Chi.
Oh really? That's kind of a smaller dog, right?
Is very small.
Yeah. What's the doggo's name?
My sister actually called it Echo.
Echo? Nice.
Yeah.
Lucid also says, are you aware that there's a petition going around for you to show your face? How does that make you feel?
I wish I wasn't aware.
Is there really a petition going around for you to reveal your face?
Yes, there is. It was posted in the other section.
I'm about to go sign that.
Wow.
I want to see it, man.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
Does look like many people do. But yeah, I ended a stream the other day and we had a chat with a few people and a petition was mentioned and then created.
How does that make you feel? There's been a petition created for people that want to see your face.
I'm really not sure. It does certainly make me feel popular.
So this friend Panda asked a question we're going to have to get a little more detail on. So he says, so I helped you not do the face reveal, even though you carried me. What is that story about?
That was when I was in a party chat with a few people I was playing with on stream, and one of the people we went against said the words, if you beat us, you don't have to show your face. And this was on Siege.
Yeah.
And the end result was actually 4-1 to our team.
Oh, that was a blowout.
And that was me and this Red Panda.
Yeah.
So,
So he puts a bit of a challenge on the table. He says, "Will you be willing to do a 1v1 to keep it that way? If I win, you have to post a pic in general media, but if you win, you don't have to. Would you do this?"
would it work the same way for Panda?
That he'd have to post a picture? I think that's fair. The ultimate face reveal showdown.
Definitely be great content.
I'd pay for a ticket to that. That'd be good. Like
Panda's
come,
certainly a good player.
like come, yeah, like come out with like a best of five, best of five setup. Oh, that'd be exciting. Get someone to shout
Would.
cast it. Get like
If I
a
can
get
find
like
someone.
we'll get like Jay we'll get Jay Crisby to shout cast it. Be a good time.
Yeah.
Wow, man, there's still so many questions. We haven't had this many questions in weeks. It's like I posted your name in the Discord and like everybody came out to ask questions.
Wow.
Sharky B asks, "Will you answer when I call you Epic Gag?"
Maybe sometimes.
So
I
what if
think.
she added Sir Mighty in front of it? So Sir Mighty Epic Gag.
Yeah, Epic Gag was one of the biggest mistakes I never have, should have never made
What's the
on
story behind
streaming.
that one?
Well, I had a few people in my stream at the time, and I was just about to sign off and go raid someone, and I said my name, but I said Epic Gag, which definitely a very big mistake, which I
Yeah,
will always get repeated.
especially with the people in our
So,
community. They're not gonna let you live
yeah,
that one down.
no. It also happens with when I was failing whispers because Mixer had made a problem with Android emojis. Where if you'd put them in a whisper, it'd show your whisper to everyone.
Oh,
Happened about
really?
3 times in the same day, and I never realized that it was failing just because of them emojis. So I
That's
always get
such a
people
weird
coming back to me
quirk.
with that.
That's such a weird quirk. Interesting. Hadriel asks, "If dogs could talk, do you think this would benefit us?"
It would benefit them.
That's true.
Us, probably not. I'm not sure.
Dawn asks, "If you are in fact a serial killer, who is your prey?"
That's a difficult question because I don't really believe in going around killing people.
I mean, I don't think many of us do.
Yeah, definitely that. But I do want video games because that's what most of the games are
Yeah.
about nowadays. All
I always
shooting
thought that
games.
like if I was ever to go down that route, I'd be like a Dexter character and kind of be like taking care of like the bad people in the world, you know?
Probably be the same way if it
Yeah.
was truly bad people who were doing bad things.
R2 asks, "If you could only wear one color for the rest of your life, what color would that be?"
Probably the color blue.
Yeah, you're a big fan of blue.
Yeah, I like color.
R2 also asks, "Do you remember the time that you abused your mod powers and timed me out?"
Yes, but I never back down from challenge.
Did he challenge you in stream?
I was given the words, "You will not do it."
Oh, then you gotta do it.
So I had to prove a point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was only 1 second, though. It was still a timeout,
I've been moderating for a long time. You can't let that shit fly, you
though.
know? You just gotta
Exactly.
drop the hammer. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Funky Barney asks, "Do you love when Shoki calls you Epic Shag?"
I've got nothing against it.
I mean, it doesn't seem like a bad name. Tingle says, "What are your favorite song requests?"
Favorite song requests. I see a lot of people trolling each other, putting song requests.
Song
Some
requests can
good
be such like
songs.
a good feature and such a trolley feature all at the same time.
Probably any song request that isn't massively explicit.
Yeah. So if I came in and requested some nice country music, you'd be okay with that?
Yeah, I guess.
Lucid Sugar asks, "What chore do you absolutely hate doing?"
All of it.
All of it? I hate all chores? I don't blame you. I can't stand folding laundry. I don't mind washing laundry, but I hate folding laundry. Mr. Tingles asks, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years. I'm not really sure.
It's kind of a tough
Probably
one.
still streaming as
Yeah.
much as I can.
Man, I hope I'm
I'm not
still
sure.
streaming in five
Anything can
years.
happen. Anything can happen to the
Isn't that
future.
the truth? You could win the lottery tomorrow and just be kind of have a
Exactly.
completely different life, you know?
Yep, anything can happen at any time.
Hedrill asks, pancakes or waffles?
Well, if I go to a place usually and they do pancakes or waffles, I'd usually take the waffles.
Yeah. Fair. Now, do you like just like plain old waffles with like syrup? Or like, my wife gets these ones, they got like whipped cream and like strawberries and shit on them. It's more like a dessert than it is a breakfast.
I'm fine with it. It's all breakfast.
I'm good with
Yeah, sometimes we make our own, sometimes we go out and get it. Great
Yeah.
perfect.
Do you
Make
cook?
comparison.
You cook at home a lot?
Not really. I'm not a great chef at all.
No. You're more of a an order out kind of
Yeah, a critic.
guy. Curly Dino asks, "What's your go-to stream to watch?" It's like if you're looking for
Go
something to,
to stream.
yeah, you're looking for something to watch. What where are you going?
Well, usually I'd look to my follow list to see if it's any of my favorite people and content creators online. If not, I'd usually go to the Discord and check for new people to check out and watch.
That's kind of the way I handle it too. Do you have any like content creators out there that like if you see them live, you can't not watch? Like you know?
Sometimes I do keep a lot of tabs open.
Yeah.
Just has to be the way.
My stream PC runs 24/7 with like 15 tabs open. But I, like I just I know there's certain people that like if I see them live, I'm clicking that name just because, you know, I either have a good time in their chat or like I really enjoy what they do or I know they're playing a game that I want to watch, like that type of deal.
Yeah, if I'm close to someone
Yeah.
who's live, I'll probably go to theirs, and same reasons you just gave.
So kind of going along with the cooking question, Priest asks, "What's your favorite takeout?"
Favorite takeout.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of places around us,
Do you?
so there's always something new, along with the new additions on the internet of ordering stuff from anywhere.
Oh, I know. It's gotten so easy to order stuff off the internet these days.
Yeah. We have got this Mexican place near us that I like going to.
Yeah. Good
It's
tacos.
one of it. Yeah.
Very cool. Lucid Sugar asks, if you go back in time, where would you go and what would you do?
Back in time. You go back all them years.
Right.
There's so much I could explore. Probably see if the history we've been told in our lives is true.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
It would.
Just kind of go back with a history book and find out what really happened.
And try and find any other parts of history that could be useful.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Robert M. Catalano asks, if you could change your gamer tag to something else, what would it be?
I've never thought of it. Never, ever thought of it. I've always loved this game.
I mean, it's
if we're talking on Xbox, I just wish I could have the name Epic Jack.
Do you not have the name Epic Jack on Xbox?
Unfortunately, it was taken.
Oh, no. What's your Xbox gamer tag then?
It is the word Mixer after Epic Jack, just because it does make a lot of open lobby stuff easier.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I used to have loads of X's.
I guess that makes sense. Last question. Curly Dino asks, why one of us?
Why one of us?
Yeah.
There is a lot of obvious reasons for that. The community is just always awesome, always there. The streams you'll find, always entertaining. There's always people around me. Or if you ask something in a help section of the Discord, yeah, Someone's always going to be there, and quite quickly.
Yeah, that's I think that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
I've certainly built a lot of friendships with one of us.
I've met some amazing people through this whole journey, and met some really incredible friends, you know, that.
Yeah.
I know I've said this on my stream, but, you know, obviously when a couple weeks ago when I decided to make the slide over to Twitch and start to spread the kind of one of us community values over there. Well, you know, one of my biggest concerns was that, you know, I was essentially going to be starting all over, and so many people from the community have come over, made accounts on Twitch, stopped by, said hi, chatted with me, you know, dropped Twitch Prime subs, regular subs, you know, whatever, just coming by and hanging out and supporting me, even though I'm over on Twitch and not on Mixer. And it's been humbling, right? Because we were built as a Mixer community, and it's not always easy to convince people to come over to a different website, especially when things are different, and you know it's not where you're normally hanging out. But it just shows like the amount of amazing connections that we've made with some of the incredible people in this Discord.
Another thing I do feel about with streaming, how much effort we actually put in or try to put in behind the scenes, and how much we try and do for our streams.
Yeah.
And not many people do know about that, because it's not many people talk about it or what they do behind the scenes of streaming.
I really think it's just playing video games on the internet.
A lot of people do think that. A lot of people do tell me, like, why don't you do this or that? And what is to it with streaming, or how do you do this? How do you do that?
That's why, like, I'll be honest, like, last fall, like, during duck season, I dialed my stream schedule back to, like, 4 days a week. And at first, it was just going to be for duck season. But, like, I found that, like, if I got myself out of the habit of streaming every single day, I was able to find time to do the things behind the scenes that I wanted to do, like make a podcast or, you know, make new features for my stream or, you know, make new artwork for stuff like that. Because there is, I mean, I probably spend just as much time outside of stream working on stream, or even if you're not working on stream, like being active in Discord, like talking to people, like making those connections, that is kind of like the backbone of content creation. You know, it's a lot of time, you know, there's a lot of things that you've got to be touching and keeping moving, to be successful. And it's not just, you know, firing up the old Xbox and playing video games.
Yeah. Some stuff we do find easier than others.
Yeah.
And everything, not just streaming.
Yeah. I would much rather sit in Discord and talk to everyone, than, you know, trying to figure out audio issues and video issues and things like that, you know?
Going back through the vaults.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all I've got. Dude, I appreciate you staying up late to chat with us. I know it's got to be pushing 2:30 for you there now.
Yep.
Why don't you tell everybody that's listening where they can find you on the internet?
I'm usually streaming 6 days a week now on Mixup.
Yeah.
And if anyone ever wants to talk about PBS or questions about Discord, I'm always open. My DMs are always open to everyone.
Yeah. I will, I'll add the Mixer link in the chat or in the podcast show notes. So if you want to go check out Epic Jag, please make sure you do. You will not be disappointed. You can find me on Twitch, Facebook, and Instagram at Rock City Roller, YouTube at Rock City Roller TV, and Twitter at Rock City Roller 1. Jag, again, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the invite.
Yeah. And for everybody listening, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.